hello. Today I want to talk about the benefits of strength training and vigorous exercise in longevity. I was inspired to talk about this because I got an email on Monday from Dr. Gabe Merkin, a great sports medicine doctor in his 80s who still exercises, about how lifting weights and intense exercise can enhance your longevity, well, all of our longevity. So let's get started. Now, this is for both men and women. Women seem to think they don't need to lift weights. And I can tell you, women, you should lift weights. Men, you should also lift weights. And here's why. Lifting weights not only makes you stronger, but it like physically stronger, but it helps with your confidence. Your clothes fit better. It boosts your mitochondria. It reduces depression. It sculpts your body naturally and helps. There are so many benefits, but it helps, you know, stop or prevent age-related atrophy, which is a natural atrophying of our muscles. It helps stop that. And if you're not, and we're all going to age, you know, that we start aging from the minute we're born, but our muscles will atrophy in our 20s. And if you're not training them as you get older, you can believe by the time you're in your 40s and 50s, you've got a belly, your everything's going down instead of staying generally where it should be. And also, when your muscles atrophy, you lose strength, and simple activities of daily living became a pain in the butt because it's hard, whether it's picking up a, baby carriage or, you know, car seat or picking up, everyone loves those cast iron frying pans now, picking one of those up or moving furniture or just getting up in the day or, you know, trying to go on a hike with your family or on a walk with your friends. Everything gets harder when you're not strong or you're not fit. So I'd encourage you to really take this to heart. This is the time to change and make a pivot in your life if you have not been adding strength or vigorous exercises to your life. So I'm going to talk about it and this information that came from Dr. Merkin. The benefits of strength training, I have a little blog post on that on my website, Virtual Athlete, so I'm not going to go into it now, but I want to really detail what Dr. Merkin learned through these different scientific studies that have come out over the past few years. Basically, every day, every month, every year, we hear about how exercise is medicine, you know? But at the same time, recent news, and this is for America, over 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. So something is not correlating. I don't know how we got so far away from this. And this is why we all need to do a huge pivot and get back to what our ancestors did every day when they were running around looking for food, stoking fires, and getting outside. Okay, so these studies that Dr. Merkin talked about on both lifting weights and exercising intensely help to prolong lives. Let me dive into them. Recent studies show that adults who lift weights are up to 22% less likely to die from any cause, such as heart attacks or cancer, than people who do not lift weights. Those who both lift weights and participate in an aerobic / cardio exercise program have the lowest death rates of all. And I can tell you that exercise also, and lifting weights, you know, cardio and strength, helps with your mind and keeps your mind focused. And that helps for preventing dementia and Alzheimer's. So lifting weights not only helps to grow larger muscles, but studies show that people who have larger muscles have better hearts and live longer than those who have smaller muscles. Also, when you have stronger muscles, the muscles support your joints. So say you go to fall. Well, if you're strength training your whole body, your core should be able to prevent you from falling. But if you do fall, and I have fallen before running when I'm not paying attention, the muscles around your joints, if you have a good bunch of muscle, will protect those joints and help you prevent, you know, hurting those joints when you fall. So strength training is muy importante. And women, okay, let me tell you, I've been strength training for over 20 years. I have lifted some heavy shit. And I will tell you, I don't get huge. Women are not little men, and we are not going to get huge unless we are using testosterone. And there's frankly nothing wrong with women looking strong and svelte and lean. And so we need to get away of the fact that women don't need to lift weights because they're going to get big, because you just won't get big. You will get leaner, stronger, and more confident. And that's the same goes for men. I can't tell you how many people just don't lift weights at all, and everything is moving downward. Gravity is just going, pulling everything down, and you can counteract this by lifting weights. Okay, so I won't go on and on about this because, again, I'll post this information from Dr. Merkin on my podcast notes, as well as the information from my website, Virtual Athlete. But one thing that was really interesting that I want to talk about in this study was the people who were doing sports and what sports promoted the most longevity. And what they found is those who played tennis and badminton, and now we could probably add pickleball because pickleball is a combination of those two, live almost 7 to 9 years longer than people who do exercises like cycling, swimming, running, working out at gyms, which we all may do for longer than someone who plays tennis for that hour and a half or so, 2 hours they play tennis, or longer if you're looking at the championships. But what they found is that people who participated in sports that had short bursts of activity, vigorous activity, almost like interval training, such as tennis, badminton, pickleball, were using more larger muscles. And so therefore, those muscles were activating and everything was moving and being in coordination, and they were challenging their body and their heart rate to go up and down and up and down, which, if you know that is very good for your heart, for the heart rate training, and it's good for your muscles. But the more muscles you use during a fitness activity, as well as more cardio bursts you do, the more longevity you have. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, this was a big takeaway. We know that connection matters. And we know mental health and connection with humans, human to human interaction is so important. And it's at an all-time low because of COVID and because we're on social media and Zoom instead of meeting in person. And connections matter. Humans are meant to connect and be together and share stories and laughter and memories. And that is why sports like badminton, tennis, pickleball, and those team-type sports help with the longevity. They add that extra boost of longevity versus those of us who love to go out for a long run or long solo bike cycle or whatever it may be. We need to team up for extra longevity. So, so the summary of all this is get busy living or get busy dying and atrophying. So today, I want you to think about how you can put a new chapter in your life or start a new chapter where you're going to begin strength training and continuing that for the rest of your life. And you're going to be doing more vigorous activity or activities, aerobic activity that is short burst of interval training or something like tennis, badminton, or pickleball. Add that to your life a couple times a week and make sure you're connecting with people during those times or in person at another time. There are many groups out there that are outdoor fitness groups. I'm a huge fan of F3 Nation, a men's workout group that meets outside. They're all around the country, all around the world. And FIA, the sister group, Females in Action, they are women who meet all around the country. We just launched in the UK, and we are free. Both F3 and FIA are free outdoor workouts, and we do strength training, boot camps, and runs and interval training. So check that out. Okay, that's all for now. Take care. You can find all of this on my website, but I will post a couple links in my show notes. See you soon, or talk to you soon. Bye-bye.